Our reality check story today has a catchy headline, Last Call. It's a new reality for bars and restaurants as Honolulu's mayor has issued some new directives in an effort to keep the public safe. Honolulu Civil Beats politics and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us this morning. Last call.
Yes, for alcohol and other things as well. This is from Blaise Lovell and Christina Jedra, our reporters who are out running around doing reporting as we all are trying to get news for our listeners and our readers. But yeah, the mayor ordered here on Oahu, mandating bars and restaurants ban public seating and provide takeout only. That goes in effect tomorrow. It is obviously an aggressive effort to halt the spread of the coronavirus. As well, all city parks are being closed and facilities run by the city like the Honolulu Zoo, the Blaisdell Center, municipal golf courses. This, of course, follows Governor Ige's somewhat confusing directive the day before, saying that not only does he want tourists to stay away from 30 days, but indicating that restaurants and bars really should close if they could. But following that action, the mayor made it clear what he wants done, at least on Oahu.
Right. And then is there some issue, though, about what authority that he's got?
Yeah, there is. And in Blaise's report, and by the way, this is for the next 15 days, right? Mm-hmm. But there was some confusion at the press conference. The mayor did not cite a specific statute, said he did receive the advice of city attorneys, suggested that there may be some emergency laws that might need to be put into place. Blaise did call the Corporation Council and still couldn't quite make clear where that was coming from. It was also somewhat vague on what the specific punishment would be or how HBD would enforce that. And so those are things I'm sure hopefully are going to become clear in the next day or so, especially as this new edict goes into effect.
I mean, yeah, that's the weekend. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I don't know if police are really going to have it as their top priority to go and shut down a bar. But again, stressing the takeout, and that, of course, will probably keep a lot of restaurants still going. This comes on top of the city council moving to approve $130 million in rainy day funds for the city to utilize. The mayor did say there are no layoffs planned. Essential personnel include police and firefighters and lifeguards, and they will be staying on the job.
Well, I know you've got your side job playing in a van. I guess
no
gigs for you.
No gigs for the short term. We should probably already add Mayor Kawakami on Kauai, as we know, instituted that nightly curfew, which will begin this Friday. There are some exceptions to it. And then Mayor Victorino on Maui, also trying to limit public gatherings at food establishments, theaters, and so forth. Grocery stores and pharmacies are still open. I think that's very important to stress for everyone.
Well, the park closure, though, is interesting because I initially thought, oh, gosh, if I go swimming, I can't go to the bathroom now. And then I thought, well, gee, what about all the homeless people?
Right. And this comes up in the story, and this comes from Christina Jedra's reporting. You know, there are about 2,400 unsheltered homeless on Oahu. Many of them live in the parks. And if the parks are closed, they're going to have to go elsewhere. And if the bathrooms are going to close, that's going to compound things even further. And that's something that homeless advocates, people that try and help the homeless, have raised worries over. What's going to happen there? Are we showing enough concern to help them? There are no curfew plans as yet in place for Oahu, but one wonders whether that might be a next step.
Yeah, I really worry about the sanitation thing because, I mean, gosh, you can't really find plastic bags anymore.
No, that's another good point. I think other advice is coming forward along with this, trying to keep people, what's the term, social distancing, the six mm-hmm. feet away and whatnot. If at all possible, if you have to do business with the city, applying for a permit or renewals, whatever the case might be, paying property taxes, they are encouraging online. Do that online as best as you can to reduce the interaction with other human beings.
Right. Yeah. It is a dilemma, you know, and I know, the whole question of like, yeah, who's an essential worker exactly?
Right.
We've seen those determinations during strike time, but this is a little unusual.
It is. There are many people, of course, everyone in the world is talking about this right now, but some have compared it to the time after 9/11. Others have gone back further and said, it reminds me of wartime during World War II. II. Of course, that's before our time, but also the Depression. And we don't want to scare anybody, but I think the one obvious thing to state is this is literally changing hour by hour, minute by minute, and government officials, as well as everybody in the private sector, as well as everybody, period, are trying to respond as best they can with this this totally unexpected, although it was forecast by some experts, this worldwide pandemic. I guess that's repetitive, isn't it? Worldwide pandemic.
Yes. Well, you know, I remember when I first heard that term shelter in place in San Francisco, I thought of the gridiron. This is not a drill.
Yeah, I can already imagine the skits next year. The terms that I keep in mind the most is hunker down. I like that phrase. It's been used by a number of officials, hunker down, shelter in place. But also remember to aloha, help each other.
Yes, be kind.
Be kind. This is time.
Okay, and last call. Chad Blair, thank you.
Thank you.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat Politics and Opinion Editor Chad Blair with today's reality check. To read ongoing coverage of the COVID-19 impacts, you can check out civilbeat.org.